Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Why is DJ Matt Valdez playing Suicide is Painless, the theme for MASH? Because we're in the Junkies War Room. That's why. Because the NFL draft is less than 12 hours away from kicking off in Green Bay. So we're going to crunch the numbers. We're going to run a mock draft all the way up through pick 28.
By the way.
And then we're going to figure out who pick number 29 is going to be. Because we're going to make it.
If they stick and they make their pick at 29, or even if they make a move, probably won't happen until about their time. What is that going to be, about 10 o'clock?
It's going to be late because in the first round, teams have 10 minutes between picks.
Yeah, and they most teams pretty much use them.
I mean, almost always the teams milk the time.
They just sit there and soak it in.
Why would they rush it? Like they want to try to get deals done or move up, move back.
But that could be like 10 minutes times 30. That could be like 300 minutes.
Yeah, it could be a while. It could be late tonight.
It could be like 11 o'clock.
Jason's probably going to miss the pick.
You're not even.
He's going to wake up at 3 a.m. and find out what happened with
the
pick.
Are you not intrigued? Like, when are you going to punch out?
When I get tired, when I can't keep my eyes open.
Then you just punch out.
Yeah, I mean, because especially if they trade. I mean, I'll probably stay up for the Niners pick. They pick at
11?
11 or 12.
I think it's 11. I'll double check. I'll pull
it. But I don't know.
Right,
I mean,
now.
If I might get too tired and might have to bail before that. I'll record it and watch it in the morning.
Right. Will you... Well, I know you like to go in your bed.
Niners pick 11, Cowboys pick 12.
You like to watch TV from your bed and you fall asleep starting at 7.
Yeah.
Do you have your laptop with you when you do that?
Yeah, I got it right next to me.
So you do. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
there's no way I can stay up till 11. How bitter will you be if you stay up till 11 and they trade out?
I still need to be involved. I have to be. I'm part of the team.
So I have to introduce the listeners and or viewers to the Junkies War Room.
All right.
Sitting to my right is E.B. Peters.
Okay.
He's the general manager of the team.
I deserve that title.
Right here, Cakes Quinn, the head coach. Now, I'm not the ultimate decision maker, but I have a big voice in the room.
All right.
Sitting across from me, the director of college scouting. I've forgotten his name.
Tim Gribble. Come on, man.
Jason Gribble.
All right.
That's your brain trust. We're going to put our heads together. We're going to fight. We're going to argue. We're going to stump for our guys, figure out who's left. And we're not going to wimp out and trade out of the pick.
No. We're making a pick.
We're going to put them right on the table, and we're going to make our pick.
We're making a pick.
That's what we're going to do.
All right. So, Drab, so you walk us through this. You're going to use PFF's tool. Is that what it is?
Yeah, he's printing it right now.
Okay. Oh, you're actually printing
it.
So
we're going to see it right in front of us.
Oh, yeah, we need that data right in front of us, CB.
Oh, I thought we were going to do it right as we go. Okay, that's fine. So to explain what he's doing, Valdez. He's printing it out?
Yeah, he's printing it out so you see what all the other teams have picked, and then you guys will see the prospects that are left on the board, and then as you're role-playing, you're advocating for what prospect you think fits the team best.
Right. I'm actually butt size for this.
So we
this will be there AI will
be, there'll be some headbutting and battling going on.
Can you imagine the actual, you know, Gribbles and Peters and Quinn and, you know, what they're doing right now, what they're talking about, what their board looks like?
Well, they're just they're you know, playing out Sims. They're like, okay, if these three guys are left,
100% what they're doing.
Which one are we going to go with?
Yeah.
It's basically what we're going to do here. It's what just, they've been doing it for months.
I like to think
they've been doing it every day for months.
Yeah, so, I like to think a war room. The guys are just screaming at each other.
That's what you'd like to think, but I would assume because they've done this for months leading up to tonight that. It's just going to go relatively smoothly.
We see these. They have cameras in all these war rooms. They're relatively calm.
I like the uncut footage.
And by the way,
kind of like a Girls Gone Wild tape.
I heard through the grapevine. Yeah. Don't the Commanders have a new and improved war room?
All right,
for the draft.
So what does that mean?
Because I think last year's we looked at it and the aesthetics of it were like,
it was kind of bland.
Yeah, it just wasn't.
They should just do it at Cliff Kingsbury's house.
Yeah, should do it at his baller pad.
Remember how out in sweet Arizona. That was?
Yeah. Cliff Kingsbury didn't make it into the room. I guess he just doesn't rank very highly.
Wow.
He's a grunt.
Is that what it is? Yeah. He has no real voice in player personnel.
So where are they doing it from? Do you know?
I assume it's in Ashburn somewhere.
It's in Ashburn at Redskins Park. They just dressed it up silly.
Yeah, they made it nicer from what I've heard.
A lot of electronics in there. I
don't know. We'll see tonight.
It definitely has to be catered too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course. They're not cooking grilled cheese in there. They're
brown bagging it on draft night.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, it's a quality organization
I should find
now.
Out
like
from
it's
my
it's being taken care of.
All right. So now Drabby's handing us PFF's mock draft. It's just hot off the presses. So Cakes, I'll have you make every pick.
Well, we'll have to go off your board, of course, because you were the guy running the entire draft.
All right.
Hold on.
I can't read the top of these. Looks like they took my guys. Eric. All right, ready? Cakes, you want to read them or you want me to read them?
Are we reading some of the picks leading up?
Yeah, I think we got to let people know who's been selected.
All right. I mean, we'll just go from the top all the way through 28. We'll try to rip through it as quickly as we can. Cam Ward goes number one, as everybody expects, to the Titans. Travis Hunter goes two. Abdul Carter, the Penn State edge rusher,
pretty standard.
Goes three to the Giants.
Yeah.
Will Campbell comes off the board, even though he has arms like this. And it's hard to block people when you have T-Rex arms.
Can you bet on those top four?
Yes.
Going one through, 100%. I bet that'll happen.
100%.
You could, yeah.
I bet that'll happen.
Those are the overwhelming favorites in those
slots. This is where
it
gets dicey for me.
So Mason Graham goes off the board from Michigan to the Jags at five. Ashton Jeanty goes six to the Raiders. They take the explosive playmaker out of Boise State. Tet McMillan, drab t-shirt, hates him because he went to Arizona and
first
he's a
receiver
Sun Devil.
Off the board, gone.
He goes to the Jets at seven.
He gone.
Tyler Warren goes top 10.
Wow.
He goes eighth overall to the Panthers. Jalen Walker, the linebacker out of Georgia, goes nine. Rounding out the top 10 to the Bears, they go offensive line to protect Caleb Williams. Armand Membu goes number 10. All right, 11. Jason, your Niners get an edge rusher out of Georgia, Mikel Williams.
Yeah, they definitely need an edge.
Cowboys stay in state by drafting a huge offensive lineman out of Texas, Kelvin Banks Jr.
Right.
Jihad Campbell goes 13 to the Dolphins. Colston Loveland, 14th, tight end out of Michigan, goes to the Colts. Another weapon for Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones. At 15, the Falcons go defense, Jadai Barron, corner out of Texas.
Mm.
I don't have the 16th pick because it was cut off, so if somebody can help me with that.
Will Johnson, cornerback,
Will Johnson,
Michigan.
Okay, the cornerback, he goes 16th. 17th, edge rusher. I know that this guy's been high on our
been
board.
High, he's high on my board.
Donovan Ezeraku goes 17th to the Bengals. Now, maybe that frees up a Trey Hendrickson trade.
Mm.
They bring in a pass rusher. Maybe they deal Hendrickson on draft night. Yet to be seen. Derek Harmon, defensive lineman, goes 18th. From Oregon to the Drab Hawks. Mike Green, the pass rusher out of Marshall, goes 19 to the Bucks.
All right.
So that's another guy that
so far,
we've been hoping would drop down to us at 29, but we're going to have to go in another direction. We're into the 20s now. Kenneth Grant, defensive lineman from Michigan, goes to the Broncos. Shedeur Sanders goes 21 to the Steelers.
Makes all sense in the world.
The Chargers upgrade their offensive line. Here are back-to-back Buckeyes in this draft. Josh Simmons goes to the Chargers at 22. Emeka Egbuka, the wideout, like who we would have liked to see opposite Terry McLaurin, he goes 23rd to the Pack. Another guy the Commanders like, Omarion Hampton, goes off the board 24 overall to the Vikings. Luther Burden III, the burner out of Mizzou,
that's
he goes 25th to the Texans. And here are the three picks leading up to our pick. Shamar Stewart, pass rusher out of Texas A&M, goes 26 to the Rams. The Ravens take, this will make Valdez very happy, Nick Amonwori, the stud safety out of South Carolina. And right before the Commanders pick, Malachi Starks, a guy that would have looked good in a Commanders uniform, patrolling the defensive backfield, goes 28th to the Detroit Lions. So now we have to go
We got 10 minutes.
We got best player available. Now we've got to butt heads and figure out who the Commanders pick. We're officially on the clock right now.
All right. Look, I'm just going to get out there right now and say it. All right. And I know this is going to be a controversial pick if we make it, because of the off-the-field concerns. I don't think you can pass on James Pierce Jr. here. We need an edge. We need an edge rusher. We need some help on at that position. We need a spectacular athlete. Okay, he was arrested for speeding and having a suspended license, and he was a little disrespectful to the cops. But I think that now James Pierce knows that that talk is out there, that he's got maturity issues. I don't think we can pass on him.
Case
I think
Quinn is going to have to push back here. I
think he's too good to pass at 29.
I don't think that guy fits into the Commanders' brotherhood and fellowship and culture that I've worked so hard.
I think it's worth the risk. He's 6'5". He's fast. He runs a 4.4. He was two-time SEC Defensive Player of the Year, back-to-back years. He's a spectacular athlete. He's got unbelievable burst. I think he would do immediate damage on our line. I think we can fix him mentally and with the maturity. I'm just throwing it out.
Now, I like the leadership that I've cobbled together in this room. I like having Bobby Wagner here. I like having Zach Ertz here. I like guys like Austin Ekeler. Jaden Daniels, even though he's only in his second year, a young, unquestioned leader of our team.
What's the downside? The only downside to him is character, as far as you're concerned.
I mean, that's just the word on the street. But, you know, from the people we've talked to, that I've talked to, he has matured a lot in the last 2 years.
I see the comp. CBS Sports has comped him to Randy Gregory. Wild comp.
That's a talented guy. Yeah.
That's a talented guy, but a guy who's also had a lot of issues.
Correct. But I think that those issues are going to be behind him. I think he's worth – I've seen some mocks where he was going 8 overall.
I mean, that's very
so
high.
Obviously a lot of these teams are worried about the maturity issue, but, man, I just think he's worth it because his talent on the field – is really, really good.
All right. Coach Cakes Quinn has got to jump in here. I've got a stump for my guy.
I'm only the director of college scouting.
And yeah,
you guys got to make
the
decision.
I'll be honest. You're kind of a lesser voice in the room. Let's be honest.
You're right. Tim Gribble. One knows who Tim Gribble is. I
mean, you have input, but let's be honest. There's more input on this side of the table. These are the power
brokers
over here.
But he's way more plugged in than you.
He's very
plugged in. You're a figurehead.
I understand. Yeah.
He's got all the data. He's watched all the tape.
You didn't see James Pierce Jr. play one snap this year.
this is true.
You didn't see him play one. Not until after the season.
I'm relying on
I saw him play every single week.
I'm relying on your college scouting and intel and your staff to disseminate that information over here to me. All right.
That's
I'm going to stump
opinion.
For my guy, okay, to GM E.B. Peters sitting to my right. Look, we need playmakers. We need explosive guys on the offense. And even though I'm a defensive guy,
I know where you're going.
That you need to score in the NFL in 2025 and beyond to have a chance. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to surround our young, stud, second-year quarterback with another weapon. How about a guy that runs a 4.29 40, and we're going to line him up opposite Terry McLaurin? He's going to learn from one of the best. Terry McLaurin is our guy. We all love him. EB wants him to be his son-in-law. Mm-hmm. He wants to break up with his wife he just married and marry into the Bickle family.
Yes.
It's not happening. But here's what should be happening. The Commanders should draft Matthew Golden, wide receiver out of Texas, to help.
Give me his numbers. Give me his numbers in his last year.
Well, he runs a 4.29 40.
I like that.
At
the
combine. He's
an explosive athlete. Yeah, but is he just a combine freak? How much production did he have?
You're going to have to go to our director of college scouting to get all the numbers. I'm more of a tingle guy.
Give me his production. Hold on. Why don't you want just a combine freak? I want his production.
Why are you a tingle guy?
Because I'm the head coach. You're the analytical guy. I'm the tingle guy. Right. And this is the guy that I'm going to stand on the table for.
But
Matthew Golden should be the pick at 29.
Because he's like the next like.
Do you feel like
type.
That was the weakness of our team, or was defense the weakness of our team?
Defense is a weakness. No doubt about it. And we're going to address that in other portions of the draft. Because not to tip our hand too much, but we're trading back from 61. We're making this pick at 29, but we're moving off 61.
Jason, last year.
He played 1 year at Texas because he transferred in from Houston.
Okay.
He didn't have a ton of catches, not even 60. He's had about 57, 58 catches.
Yeah.
Didn't have 1,000 yards, but had 9 touchdowns. But Texas had a lot of weapons that Quinn Ewers could go to.
Is he the fastest receiver on the board?
Let me see.
I believe he's the fastest guy remaining on this board that I'm looking at.
4.29.
I mean, that's
darn
a blazing
fast.
Speed.
How tall is he?
About 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
6 feet tall.
He's not overly physical, but he can get behind the defense and catch long touchdowns.
I'm going to stump, and
sometimes,
then we can decide.
Sometimes he doesn't go 100% on every play. I'm just going to tell you that
now. We'll take care of that. Don't worry. Cliff Kingsbury and the coaches, we've got that covered.
What? Does he go hard on every play?
Yep.
I don't love that.
Sometimes he's a little nonchalant.
And I don't feel like he has.
But I think James Pierce Jr., he goes 100% on every play.
Well, I'm also going to argue that Matthew Golden has not been pulled over for driving 100 miles per hour and was not trying to get into a fight with police officers.
It was 62 and a 35. It wasn't 100. All right. And he did have a suspended license. But I think he's getting past that because he knows that everyone's questioning his head. But I think he's a good guy, and I think James Pierce Jr. could be more of an impact player than you think.
What did he say to you when you conducted the interview, Jason?
He said, I'm a good person.
And you just believe him?
He says, I'm a good guy. I've made mistakes in the past.
What about his high school teammate said he was the craziest person he's ever encountered?
Yeah, but you know what? On the field, I don't mind that.
Kind of like crazy on the field. I kind of like crazy on the field.
I like crazy on the field, but can you keep it on the field? Can you keep it between the lines?
Did he give you that $100 bill you taped at the back of the notebook or back of the playbook?
That's always a great bit.
All right, I'm going to stump for, I think, an obvious need here. I'm intrigued by by Golden, the 4.29, that kind of speed.
As you should be.
I'm intrigued by that. Add to the defense by making your offense better. But I think there's an obvious hole here defensively that we haven't talked about yet, and that's at corner. I don't love the Lattimore deal. I think that's a disaster waiting to happen.
So you're admitting you got that wrong?
I think that we got that wrong. I think that was a swing.
You
and a
got
miss.
That wrong.
I think I got bad advice from my other guys.
No, you can't pass the buck like that.
I think I got bad advice.
That's not the commander way.
I sold the bill of goods. I didn't know how banged up he really is.
You bought a lemon.
He's a big talker. He's a big hitter. He's a grabby guy. But, his best days are behind him. So I need to upgrade at corner.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I kind of like, just when you look at it, just from on paper, Trey Amos. Cakes. 6'1", 195 pounds, runs a 4.4 40, big guy. People have him ranked right around 15, 16 overall. I think he could really upgrade our secondary, especially if Lattimore. I think he's a plug-and-play guy. You can play him right away. Led the team with 13 pass breakups last year, had the team lead in interceptions, started all 13 games, transferred from Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think we can ignore the corner situation. I'm not saying 100% he's the guy we got to go for, but I'm saying we need a corner, and I like him as a possibility there.
You like his moxie.
I like him as a possibility there. Right, I could be sold, though. I don't know. People, we might want to open up. You want to open lines? People could stump for one of our three.
Yeah, I think like some associate scouts out there, prospective scouts.
Who are they sold? But I think you got to kind of basically stick with who we're pushing.
Sure, that works. 800-636-1067. You can give us your lean, and then the pick will be in, and we'll reveal the pick when we come back here on The Fan.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.